This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so this is what I was talking about with Jay Powell. There are going to be a lot of eyes on the Fed's big monthly press conference tomorrow, wrapping up one of its big policy meetings. Everybody's waiting to find out when the Fed is going to start tapering its big bond buying program. And this meeting in particular came 2 weeks after that not entirely satisfying August unemployment report and 2 weeks before the September jobs report, about which, if I might quote Chair Powell one more time right here.
Forecasters have a lot to be humble about. It's a highly uncertain business.
And that is why, more than ever, those forecasters are turning to something called high-frequency data, like restaurant reservations and hotel occupancy rates, retail foot traffic information, collected, by the way, all of that information by private companies to understand where this economy is headed. Ray Sanza, who we first introduced you to about 6 months ago, works for one of those companies. He's the vice president of data and analytics at Homebase. They make employee time tracking software for small businesses. And when I talked to him the other day, I asked him what his hourly punch card data is showing right about now.
So what we're seeing is that there's a higher level of suppression in hours worked and employees working. It looks like it's about 7% down from where it was about a month ago. That's not abnormal for the tail end of summer. Yeah. The thing that is somewhat worrying here is that Main Street is a bit suppressed from where it would have been had COVID not happened. And so seeing declines here is a bit worrying.
Can you show me through the miracle of Zoom what this looks like? Where would we be without Zoom?
Yes, there we go. All right. Do you see this screen?
Yeah, you bet. Since July 21. There we go.
All right. So this looks at, if you just index our data to July, you'll see that there's been this consistent decline. You know, we think a lot of this is due to COVID, and you can see the reference week is here.
Right. So I should tell people what we're looking at, right? It's a line chart or a graph, whatever, that goes from, looks like July 4th weekend, right? Or maybe the beginning of July.
Exactly.
And then it's a long, slow slide through July, through August. You see the big dip on Labor Day. There's a dip on the 12th of August, right? So that's what you saw. And then there's a dip on the 12th-ish of September, which is this past Sunday. All right, so I don't want to get all dorky here, right? But this reference week thing is important because that's the data that shows up in the monthly jobs report. But what you're telling me is you're seeing it in a way that the monthly jobs numbers don't manifest.
So what we see is we're able to see the slide continuously between those 2 weeks. I think when we talked last time, what we said is the ice storm in Texas that happened, and we could see that there was a big dip there. That wasn't reflected in the jobs report. And unfortunately, we have a similar thing going on right now with the hurricane in Louisiana, where I could show you a chart there that shows the impact that had on New Orleans, which frankly, like the devastation that happened over the course of a week will probably not be reflected in the jobs report.
So you see in this data, just this chart I'm looking at, the since July 2021 chart, right? There are the big drops of the 4th of July and Labor Day. But there's all kinds of other data bouncing around, right? There are some spikes and some troughs and this and that. It's noisy, I guess, is the point. And high-frequency data does have to sort of carry that caveat, right?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, and certainly that happens when you try to zoom in more and more in localities. So generally things get smoothed over when you're looking on a national basis. But if you were to go to an actual city, you could see things like a local football game really like drives this in a given week. So that's both the power and the curse of this data, is that we can't explain everything. We don't try to explain everything, but we enable a lot of other smarter people than us to try to explain things.
All right. So talking about smarter people than you and me, there are a bunch of people who looked at the August jobs report, right, where we were expecting a big, big number, and it came in at 235,000. And everybody went, oh, my goodness, that's terrible. What a surprise. Were you surprised?
So we don't try to predict the jobs report. That's not what we do. But we have learned through time, and lots of people told us that there's a correlation there. And we happen to have deep insight into one of the most impacted industries right now. So we saw that in our set of employment that number went down. Mm-hmm. So we're not that surprised.
Yeah. So this is a tricky question to ask a guy whose job is data and analytics and who lives and breathes this stuff every day. But is it possible? I can hear the reply as I'm asking the question. Is it possible we have too much data?
I actually do think so, and I'll give you a great example here. One way in which we have too much data is that people can come in and they can prove whatever hypothesis they want to prove. Right. And so actually, I had a conversation with you guys about a month and a half ago on a finding that we saw where states that kept unemployment benefits in place had better outcomes than those that ended it, which would then say, oh my goodness, throw microeconomics out of, throw microeconomics out, we don't know what we're doing. Well, actually, this correlation is meaningless and we're just not at the point where unemployment benefits are making a big difference. But that was not what people jumped to. So not that we have too much data, it's that we don't have enough nuance.
With great power comes great responsibility, right?
Exactly. And that's part of the reason why we don't try to predict the jobs report. We give this to people. And then when people talk to me and they say, tell me what's happening, the world is complicated and there's lots of variables. And so I can show you the output. I can't always explain the inputs.
Yeah. Ray, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Thanks, guy.